Welcome to the worship service of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Yorktown. The following program was recorded Sunday morning, April 22nd.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of the announcements in the bulletin to see what's going on this week, and you're always welcome to take those white sheets home with you. One thing I would like to highlight is that next Sunday, we do have a potluck meal after Sunday school. So bring your favorite dish and come up here and eat with everybody else and enjoy the good fellowship. Are there other announcements that need to be made? Anybody else have announcements? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our first hymn, number 128.
Christians, taste and have your way. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe.
For in your wisdom you have formed us.
You feed the hungry and clothe the naked.
We bless you and praise your name forever.
You set free those who are bound.
We bless you and praise your name forever.
You raise up those whose courage falters.
We bless you and praise your name forever.
You provide for our every need.
Accept our grateful praises.
You have called us from all peoples.
We rejoice and bless your name forever.
You bless your people with peace.
We bless you and praise your loving grace.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe.
For in your wisdom you have formed us.
Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown. Things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit,
so that we may live and serve you in newness of life.
To the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord grant us pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all our sins. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. God of all power, you called from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Send us as shepherds to rescue the lost, to heal the injured, and to feed one another with knowledge and understanding. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our next hymn, number 448.
The first lesson is from the fourth chapter of Acts, 5 to 12. Peter and John had been arrested the previous day because they were proclaiming the news of the resurrection to the people. In today's reading, Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit so that he is able to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name to the religious authorities. The reading. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all of the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm. I'll read the light, the congregation, the dark. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24. Jesus' death on our behalf is the clearest demonstration of divine love. This is the very love we share with others, not just through our words, but especially through our deeds. In sharing such love, we fulfill God's commandments. We know love by this: Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask. because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and the children are invited to come forward for the children's sermon.
A picture that I want to share with you this morning. Do you know who this is?
A cat.
Oh, but it's a special cat. How do you think it's special? How's it special? It belongs to me. This is one of my cats. How many of you have a pet?
Oh, I got two kittens.
Two kittens. What do you have?
A puppy.
A puppy? What do you have?
I got puppies.
Three puppies.
Yeah. What do you
have? They're big.
I have
three. Oh, wow.
Well, I think I'm going to get a dummy.
Well, I hope so. But do you know how much responsibility, how much work it is to have a pet?
I know, Mama. I know this afternoon.
What do you have to do? Okay. You've got to clean up after them. What else do you have to do? Feed them. Give them water. What else do you have to do? Yes, they have to have water, they have to have food, and if they get sick, you have to take them to a doctor.
Yeah, the vet.
Yes, the vet. It takes so much work. Well, you know, this reminds me of the scripture Pastor read a few minutes ago. Jesus said he was the good shepherd. Now, if he lived here, he might say he was the very best cowboy. Or he might say he was the very best farmer. He was talking to the people around him. And he was telling them that he was the good shepherd. What do you think that really means?
A doctor.
He was a doctor. Jesus said that he was the good shepherd, but he really meant that he was talking about you and you and you and me. We are who he loves more than anything in the world, and he takes care of us in every way. I want you to remember that. Just like you take care of your pets, Jesus takes care of us. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for taking care of me in every way. Amen. Thank you for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This fourth Sunday of Easter is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. Each year we read scripture readings that refer to Jesus as the Good Shepherd, or we are like today, we even read the 23rd Psalm where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's known as the Good Shepherd Sunday, but I have to admit to you, I really don't know a whole lot about sheep. I haven't spent a whole lot of time around sheep, but I do know, or I've heard of the reputation, and I may be wrong with that, but sheep aren't known as the sharpest critters on this earth. They're also known as herd animals. They will follow and do just about what anything else does in front of them. I did hear a story. The sheep were coming home after a day of grazing, and they were following the path back to their pens, when all of a sudden, a rabbit jumped out from underneath a bush and ran across the path of that first lead sheep. It startled the sheep, and the sheep jumped. And when the next sheep came to that same spot in the path, it too jumped. And then the third sheep jumped. Every single sheep in that flock, when it came to that same spot in the path, jumped, even though that rabbit was long gone. They didn't know why they were jumping, they just knew that they had to jump. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." As Beverly was talking about here with the children at the children's sermon, we love our animals. Many of us do have pets, cats, dogs, hamsters, gerbils. Who knows what kind of animals you might have around the house. But you love your animals. You love your animals. And some people even love their livestock to that extent. I've known a number of people who actually give names to every one of their cows. And they know their cows. They know the personality of the cows. They know the idiosyncrasies of the cows. And they can tell you a history of each one of their cows out there in the pasture. For those of you who are in the ranching business, in a sense, you do name all your animals, maybe with ear tags or with tattoos, or maybe even the electronic implanting nowadays. And you keep records on all your animals so that you know them and who they are. When I graduated from college, I spent 1 year off from school, and I worked on a dairy farm. It wasn't a real big dairy farm. We milked about 50 cows a day, but being in that barn twice a day, milking 50 cows, I got to know those animals pretty good. I could tell you which one would be next into that milking parlor, who would come through the door in the milking parlor when I opened it up. I could tell you how much milk that cow was going to give. I could also tell you which cow was more likely to swish that nasty wet tail in my face, and which one was inclined to try to kick me. I got to know those animals very well in that year's time. I know my own, and my own know me. Can you imagine knowing 8 billion plus people in this world and knowing them intimately? That's what God does. He knows each and every one of us intimately. He knows who we are. He knows us by name. He knows who we're connected to and all the family relations that we have. He knows what we've been up to. He even knows our innermost thoughts. He knows our past history. He knows what we are going to do. He knows us. He knows all 8 billion plus people on the earth today. Even if they don't know him, he knows them. It's in baptism that we are called into his flock. He calls us his own and calls us by name. And it is through baptism then that we receive the Holy Spirit and we are able to know him as well. We become members of his flock. We become members of his kingdom. We become members of the Christian church here on this earth. I know my own, and my own know me. In ancient Palestine, people didn't have the wire mesh fences. They didn't have electric fences.
And so in order to watch your flocks of sheep, you had to be out there with him 24/7. And a good shepherd then would watch his sheep, and he would lead them from place to place to make sure that they had fresh green grass to eat. He would lead them to a well and draw water so that they would have water to drink, or lead them to a nice quiet pool in a stream bed. Good shepherd would pull them out of brambles if they got stuck, or climb up to a high ridge to pull them down if they were in a dangerous place. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus goes beyond just caring for us. He makes mention then that the good shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. In ancient Palestine, there were wild animals, ferocious wild animals. Even our gospel lesson today speaks of wolves that were there. And there's also a number of Bible stories where there are lions. And it was very believable that these animals were there. King David grew up as a shepherd boy, and he was able to slay Goliath because he was so good with his sling. And he was so good with his sling because he was a shepherd boy. He used that sling to keep the wild animals away from the flock. And then there's that story of Joseph and his brothers. His brother's story was believable when they brought back that multicolored coat all ripped up and with blood on it back to their father, saying, "Wild animals killed your son." So animals were a danger. And the good shepherd was willing to put himself in the place of danger between the flock and those wild animals to save the sheep. Jesus also mentions here in our gospel lesson that the hired hand just runs off. Now, hired hand has no investment in that flock. The hired hand sees the danger and may try to stop some of it, but if his own life is in danger, he's going to run away. Because if he gets fired for running away, he'll just go find a new job. But for the shepherd who actually owns the sheep, or whose family owns those sheep, there is an investment in that flock. Because if something happens to the sheep, then something is actually happening to him or his family. If a sheep gets killed, that's his livelihood. That's his food. That's his clothing. That's his shelter. That's his life. And so the good shepherd is willing to do anything to protect his flock. And that's what Christ has done for us. Christ has stood between us and danger. Christ has stood between us and death. As Christ went to that cross, he took the death that belonged to us. He took death so that we might live. He laid down his life for us. And now we are called to be a part of his flock, to be part of his kingdom, to be part of his church on earth. He calls us to be also invested in that kingdom. He calls us into service so that we may pray for other people, so that we may care for other people. Or as in our second lesson for today in John, that we may love one another. That we take care of what needs to happen in this kingdom, in this Christian church on earth, that we serve in leadership roles, we help to teach, we participate, and we do. But we also speak, we tell of that story of the Good Shepherd. Christ is the Good Shepherd. He knows his own, and his own know him. Christ is the Good Shepherd, willing to lay down his life for his flock. He makes those promises to us, and he also makes the promise then too, as we become a part of his flock and live under him in his kingdom, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing our next hymn, number 481.
Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified.
He has spoken through prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine love.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray to our victorious Savior on behalf of the Church, the world, and all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd. Defend the church from peril provide for its needs, lead it in paths of righteousness and holiness, and through its ministry, lead many to hear your voice and follow you. Bless pastors and bishops, and make them faithful sheepdogs for your flock, Lord, in your mercy. You are the good shepherd of this congregation. Lead us with your word. Teach us to do your will with glad and faithful hearts, and use us to lead many into your safe keeping. Lord, in your mercy. Keep in your special care our youth, so they may always hear and heed your voice above the noises and distractions that bombard them. Guide them and all our children into paths of righteousness, life, and safety all the days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the rod and staff of all who stand in harm's way on behalf of others. Guide, protect, and strengthen them. Prosper all their works that they make for peace, safety, and justice, and bring them home safely and soon. Lord, in your mercy. You are the one who leads us through the dark valleys, shadowed by suffering. Be the strong guide and sure comfort of all who call upon you. Fill them with your abundant life. Keep them steadfast in faith, and strengthen and bless all who care for them. We pray especially for Adeline Alex and Roger Yunker. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, you prepare a place for us, even in the presence of our last enemy, death itself. We thank you for leading safely home all those who have listened to your voice in this earthly life. Keep us close to your side and lead us to that place where we shall dwell with you and with all the redeemed, and shall feast at your heavenly table forever. Lord, in your mercy. Grant to us all that is in accordance with your will, dear Jesus, and accomplish your salvation among us. For you are risen from the dead and dwell in majesty with your Father and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 294. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.